From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Doubts are affecting expectations. A batch of data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to a crippling blow against them. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the 15-nation UN Security Council, Mr. Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the UN and the people that it is sent to protect. UN mission to the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation. President Obama welcomed fellow progressive Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. Mr. Trudeau spoke to reporters.
The President and I share a common goal. We want a clean growth economy that continues to provide good jobs and great opportunities for all of our citizens.
President Obama highlighted shared values, noting that universal health care, freedom of religion, and the diversity of both nations. Chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, tells VOA Iran's missile launches this week are sparking strong resolve in the U.S. Congress to renew and boost American sanctions on Tehran. Iran's foreign ministry says the missile tests do not violate the international nuclear deal. This is VOA News. UN Special Investigator on Freedom of Religion, or BREF, belief that is calling for the universal repeal of blasphemy laws. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Human rights expert Heine Bielefeld says freedom of religion and freedom of expression are mutually reinforcing, allowing both rights to flourish, but that blasphemy laws cast a pall over these basic rights. He says religious minorities suffer most from the chilling effects the laws create. Bielefeld says Pakistan is known for its draconian blasphemy laws that even carry the death penalty. Although the ultimate sentence has never been carried out, he says many people accused of blasphemy are on death row. While the laws are largely associated with Muslim countries, he says they also exist within Hindu, Buddhist, and Christian societies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. General Wilson Schaffner told reporters in Kabul the Taliban is fracturing in Afghanistan's Helmand province, known as a Taliban stronghold. General Schaffner said the U.S. is seeing an emergence of three separate Taliban groups in northern Helmand, and that all three factions are largely not loyal to the Afghan Taliban leader. Meantime, the Islamic State has designated Afghanistan, Pakistan, and parts of Iran as its so-called Khorasan province, where they are attempting to recruit many people. Schaffner estimates that the current number of Islamic State fighters in Afghanistan are between 1,000 and 3,000. While North Korea's recent claim that it has miniaturized nuclear warheads drew skepticism in the United States, there is growing concern in Washington that Pyongyang could transfer nuclear technology or materials to other countries. Former U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair warns Pyongyang could be more tempted to sell its nuclear materials or technology to earn cash amid increased sanctions. Last week, the UN Security Council adopted a new resolution expanding sanctions against North Korea in response to the North's recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. In U.S. politics, the last four Republican presidential candidates debated in Miami, Florida, Thursday for the final time before a day of major state primaries next Tuesday. All four candidates agreed overall on the need for immigration reform and to curb programs that they said allow foreign workers into the U.S. to take jobs from Americans. Donald Trump remains the front runner, followed by Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.